الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ ویلکم ٹو آل viewers of Madani channel in our new silsila Learn Quran. Inshallah Zawajal, in this silsila we will learn about the Holy Quran and I'll try to explain two or three verses and Inshallah Zawajal translation and summary would be explained in this silsila. First of all, I would like to share a narration about the blessing, the virtue of the recitation of Durood-e Pak. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the summary of Hadith-e-Pak is, whosoever recites durood upon me once, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala showers his blessings upon him 10 times. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, aaj ke silsile mein قرآن مجید فرقان حمید کی چند آیات کا ترجمہ اور اس کی مختصر سی تفسیر سیکھنے کی سعادت حاصل کریں گے. مدنی چینل پر یہ نیا سلسلہ ہے اور آج کا سلسلہ ایک تعارفی حیثیت سے ہے. بیسیکلی یہ سلسلہ ہمارے انگلش ویورز کے لیے ریکارڈ کیا جا رہا ہے, لیکن ساتھ میں چونکہ ایک بڑی تعداد اردو سمجھنے بولنے والوں کی بھی ہمارے ساتھ موجود ہوتی ہے, تو میں کوشش کروں گا کہ انگلش کے ساتھ ساتھ اردو کو بھی مکس کرتا چلا جاؤں تاکہ جو صرف اردو سمجھنے والے ہمارے ناظرین ہیں وہ بھی ہمارے ساتھ وابستہ رہیں. انشاءاللہ عزوجل I would try to explain the summary, the translation in Urdu as well because many of the viewers are there, only they can understand Urdu. انشاءاللہ I would try to a bit Urdu language there. So انشاءاللہ عزوجل it would be beneficial for the both kinds of the viewers. First of all, I would like to share with you something about the importance of the Holy Quran, why it is so much important for us to learn, why it is so important for us to have the translation, its summary, and what is the Holy Quran, and about its beginning, about the revelation upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah azza wa jal, today I'll try to explain in front of you. First of all, as a Muslim, it is very necessary and it is very important for each and every Muslim, whether he is Islamic brother or sister, that he has the mindset to learn the Holy Quran. While we say to learn the Holy Quran, it means there are two things to learn. The first thing is the recitation of the Holy Quran. قرآن مجید فرقان حمید کو درست طور پر پڑھنا. The second thing, قرآن مجید فرقان حمید کو سمجھنا. To understand the meanings of the Holy Quran, to understand the explanation, the summary of the Holy Quran. Because if we don't know how to recite Holy Quran in a nice way, in a proper way, according to tajweed, according to the requirements of Arabic language, so then it would be very harmful for us, because we have to recite the Holy Quran in our salah. At many other places, we have to recite Holy Quran. And in salah, it is first to recite a part of the Holy Quran. So if a person, he doesn't know how to recite in a proper way, in a correct way, he cannot differentiate in between the alphabets of Arabic, their sounds. So it would be very hard for him, very difficult for him, that his salah would be accepted in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Because only the salah which is accepted, which is performed according to the laws of Sharia. And the recitation of the Holy Quran is obligatory. in salah. And the second thing is, while you are able to recite the Holy Quran in a proper way, in a nice way, according to its requirements, so the second thing is to understand the Holy Quran, because this is the basic book of our religion. It is the guidance for the human being, for the whole mankind. This is the word of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. This is the kalam of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And this is the basic source of our Sharia. So if a person, he doesn't know what Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has said, what are the commandments of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala for us, so then how it would be possible for him to act according to the Quran? तो दो चीज़ें यहाँ पर बड़ी अहम हैं. एक है कुरान का दुरुस्त तौर पर पढ़ना, कि अगर दुरुस्त तौर पर तजवीद के मुताबिक हम पढ़ना नहीं जानते होंगे तो हमारी नमाज ख़तरे में है और दीगर इबादत हमारी ख़तरे में है. तो तजवीद के मुताबिक, उसके उसूलों के मुताबिक, अरबी ज़ुबान को किस तरह से बोला जाता है, पढ़ा जाता है, और कुरान के अंदर जो इसके उसूल और ज़वाबित हैं, जिन्हें नॉर्मल ज़ुबान में हम तजवीद कहते हैं, उसके मुताबिक इसका सीखना यह हर मुसलमान के लिए, ख्वाह वो मर्द हो या औरत, बहुत ज़रूरी है. और दूसरी चीज़ है कुरान मजीद फुरकान हमीद का समझना, क्योंकि कुरान मजीद फुरकान हमीद अल्लाह तबारक व ताला की आखिरी किताब है. हमारे इस्लाम की बुनियाद कुरान पर है. कुरान ही वो किताब है जो तमाम जहानों के लिए हिदायत है. तो अगर एक शख्स कुरान को समझता नहीं, उसके मानी को नहीं जानता, अल्लाह तबारक व ताला ने क्या इसमें इरशादात फरमाए हैं उसको नहीं मालूम, तो वो कैसे इस पर अमल कर सकता है? सो दैट्स वाई इन दिस सिलसिला आई विल ट्राई टू एक्सप्लेन टू और थ्री वर्सेस एंड देन ट्रांसलेशन एंड अ बिट समरी ऑफ द वर्सेस ऑफ द होली कुरान. सो इट इज़ सो इम्पॉर्टेंट फॉर अस. फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल, द मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट थिंग इज we have to know what is the importance of the Holy Quran in a life of a Muslim. So the first thing is, we have to believe in the Holy Quran, because if a person, he doesn't have belief in something, so then that thing would be ordinary for him, then he would not have that much respect for that thing. So to believe in Holy Quran, it is the basic aqeedah which should be in the minds of each and every person. And Quran itself says about, there is no doubt, like Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has said in the very beginning of Surah Baqarah, the longest surah of the Holy Quran, Alif Lam Mim Dhalikal Kitabu La Raiba Fi. Alif Lam Mim, you will not find the translation of these words, because these words are called muqatta'at. There are many surahs which are started by these words, like Ha Mim, Ain Sin, Qaf, Yasin. So these words are called muqatta'at. We don't know the actual meanings of these words. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala knows, and by His blessing, His prophets, they know. So whenever you will read any translated Quran, so below these words you will find the same words are written there. Alif Lam Mim, Alif Lam Mim. Dhalikal Kitabu La Raiba Fi. This is the book, there is no doubt in it. Yeh wo Quran hai, yeh wo kitab hai, ke jis mein shak ki gunjaish nahi. We have to believe in the Holy Quran, because this is the basic source of our Sharia. And this is the kalam of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. If a person, he has doubt about the Holy Quran, or he doesn't believe in the Holy Quran, not in total, only one word of the Holy Quran, so then he is not a Muslim. Because we have to believe in the whole Holy Quran. Each and every word, whatever Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has revealed upon His Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, there is no doubt, we have to believe and we have to act upon that. So this is the basic thing for a Muslim. The second thing, this book is guidance for the whole human being. This is the hidayah. Every person, whoever is in the world, he wants to be a successful person. Nobody will say, I don't want to be a successful person, I should be on the right path. If you will ask any person, no matter to which nation he belongs to, if you will ask, do you like to be a successful person? He'll say, why not? So, whoever is in the world, all the human beings, they want to be a successful person and they want to be on the right path. So, what is the right path and where is the guidance? So, Quran tells us that this is the guidance for the whole human beings. Like Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has said, Hudal lil Muttaqeen, the next ayah. This book is the hidayah for the muttaqin, for the pious people. On another place, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, Hudal lil Alameen, Hudal lil Nas. This book is hidayah. This book is guidance for the whole human beings. So whoever wants to be a successful person and whoever wants to be on right path and he wants to refrain from astray, wrong path, so he will have to believe in this book and he will have to act according to the Holy Quran. Quran kitab-e-hidayat hai. Har shakhs kamyabi chahta hai. आप भी चाहते हैं, मैं भी चाहता हूं. दुनिया के किसी भी शख्स से आप जाकर सवाल कीजिए कि आप कामयाबी चाहते हैं, क्या आप दुरुस्त राह पर चलना चाहते हैं. किसी भी नेशन से ताल्लुक रखता होगा, किसी भी इलाके से वो ताल्लुक रखता होगा, कभी भी ये नहीं कहेगा कि मैं गलत होना चाहता हूं या मैं नाकाम होना चाहता हूं या मैं गुमराह होना चाहता हूं. हिदायत का जो मतलब है, जो मकसद है, वो हर एक के पेशे नजर है. ये अलग बात है कि कोई गलत समझकर गलत रास्ते पर चलने को हिदायत समझता है और कोई वाकई हिदायत की तरफ चलता है. तो कुरान अल्लाह तबारक व ताला की हिदायत देने वाली किताब है और कुरान खुद अपने बारे में फरमाता है हुदल्लिल मुत्तकीन कि ये किताब जो है, ये कुरान जो है, ये अहले तकवा के लिए, परहेजगारों के लिए, मुत्तकीन के लिए हिदायत है. और एक और मकाम पर इसे कहा गया कि ये हिदायत है तमाम जहान वालों के लिए, तमाम लोगों के लिए. सो देयर इज अ क्वेश्चन दैट इन वन वर्स अल्लाह तबारक व तआला सेड दैट दिस इज द हिदाया, द गाइडेंस फॉर द होल ह्यूमन बींग्स. एंड इन अनदर आया अल्लाह तबारक व तआला सेड हुदल लिल मुत्तकीन, दिस इज द गाइडेंस फॉर द पायस पीपल, फॉर द मुत्तकीन, दोज दे हैव द फियर ऑफ अल्लाह तबारक व तआला इन देयर हार्ट्स. सो व्हाट इज द डिफरेंस एंड हाउ it is the guidance for the whole human beings and how it is the guidance for the muttaqin. So there is a slight difference. Ulama-e-kiram, they explained this in their books that actually the Quran is hidayah, guidance for the whole human being. All the people, whoever wants to have the hidayah, he can have the guidance from this holy book. But actually those people, they have fear of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in their heart. So practically, only this group of people, they can have the guidance from this book. Quran is for all. But practically, those people, they get the guidance, those they have the fear of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in their hearts. So, let me explain with an example that if there is daytime, the sun is rising, many people, they are working. So, the light of sun is for all the people. We can walk, we can work, we can read, we can write. We can get help by the light of sun. But if a person who is blind, he doesn't have eyesight, he got a problem with him. So, even there is sun and it is rising, there is light, there is daytime. But even that time, a blind person, he cannot read, write, or he cannot get the help of that sunlight. So likewise, the Quran is hidayah, its nur, its light is for the all human beings. But only those people, they have taqwa in their hearts. Only those people, they have fear of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in their hearts. Practically, they get the light, the hidayah from this book. Fark ye hai ke Quran hidayah to sab ke liye hai. Lekin isse amali taur par, hakiki taur par, हिदायत याफ्ता वही लोग हैं कि जिनके दिल में अल्लाह तबारक व ताला का खौफ होता है, अहले तकवा, जो मुत्तकी हैं, जो परहेजगार हैं। और जो मैंने मिसाल अर्ज की, इसकी मिसाल ऐसी है कि कुरान हिदायत तो तमाम जहानों के लिए है, कोई भी किसी भी मजहब से ताल्लुक रखता है अगर वो हिदायत चाहता है तो वो कुरान से हासिल कर सकता है। लेकिन इससे हिदायत याफ्ता वही हैं कि जो अहले तकवा हैं। मिसाल के तौर पर दिन का वक्त हो, सूरज चमक रहा हो, हर जगह पर रोशनी मौजूद है, आप उस रोशनी से फ़ायदा हासिल कर सकते हैं, लिख सकते हैं, आप काम कर सकते हैं, आ सकते हैं, जा सकते हैं, लेकिन बावजूद सूरज के मौजूद होने के अगर कोई शख्स अंधा है, उसकी आंखों का नूर नहीं है, तो बावजूद दिन का वक्त है वो चल नहीं सकता, वो लिख नहीं सकता, वो पकड़ नहीं सकता, वो काम नहीं कर सकता, क्योंकि उसकी आंखों का नूर नहीं है। इसी तरह हिदायत तो ये तमाम जहान वालों के लिए है, लेकिन इससे हिदायत हासिल वही करते हैं कि जिनकी आंखें रोशन होती हैं, जिनके दिल में अल्लाह तबारक व ताला का खौफ होता है, तकवा होता है, परहेजगारी होती है। और यहाँ से हमें तकवा और परहेजगारी का अहमियत का भी एहसास होता है। सो द कुरान इज़ द बुक विच इज़ गाइडेंस फॉर द होल ह्यूमन बींग्स। लेट्स मूव फॉरवर्ड। आई वुड लाइक टू शेयर सम बेसिक्स अबाउट द कुरान। देर इज़ अ डिवीजन ऑफ द होली कुरान। द होल होली कुरान इज डिस्ट्रीब्यूटेड इन 30 डिफरेंट पार्ट्स एंड वी से 30 पाराज और 30 डिफरेंट पार्ट्स ऑफ द होली कुरान आर देयर। एंड देर इज अनदर डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन एज वेल एंड वी से दोज आर मनाजिल एंड देर आर 7 मनाजिल, मंजिल 1, मंजिल 2, मंजिल 3 लाइक वाइज। सो वाई दिस डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन इज, सो द हिकमा इज देयर इफ अ पर्सन he wants to recite the holy quran in the complete month in 30 days, so then he have a distribution of paras. Every day he recite one para, so then he can finish within a month the whole recitation of the holy quran. So it is to make easy for the people. If there is something which is not distributed, so there is a bit difficulty to recite or to divide it. And the second thing is, there were some Sahaba-e-Karam wale muridwan, they used to recite the whole complete Holy Quran in 7 days. So that's why this is another distribution. If a person, he wants to recite the whole Holy Quran in 7 days, so now there are 7 manazil. You can find, it is written on every page, manzil number 2, manzil number 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So the whole distribution is there. And likewise, another distribution is according to the surahs. There are some short surahs, some long surahs, some surahs they contain one ruku, and some surahs they contain many rukus. So it is another distribution. And in the Holy Quran, there are 114 surahs. It is also to make easy for the people to remember how much I have read. If someone wants to recite or if someone wants to read the Holy Quran, so then he can find it there. So this is another distribution. There is another sub-distribution as well. In every para, in every part of the Holy Quran, there are ruku, the ayn, the word, the alphabet ayn is written there, and there are some numbers as well. So that is another distribution of each and every para in sections. These are the sub-distributions in the whole paras. So it is also to make easy your salah. If you are going to perform your salah and you have to recite, so you can memorize how many rak'at I have performed and how much Quran I will read there. And there is a very beautiful combination among the ruku as well, that a complete thing is described in a ruku. So these are the basics of the Holy Quran. Another very important thing about the revelation of Holy Quran. The Holy Quran is revealed upon our Holy Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So there are two types of ayat which describe about the revelation of the Holy Quran. So Two types of revelations are there in some ayahs Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has said. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. Undoubtedly, verily, we have sent it down in the night of Qadr. In another place, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said that Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. Verily, we have sent it down and we will save this Holy Quran. So, there are two different words in a verse, anzalna, and in another word, there is said nazzalna. So, what is the difference there? Anzalna means to reveal something, to send down something at once, one time. And nazzalna means we have sent it down in different parts, a bit and bit, bit by bit. So, Quran-e-Majid Furqan-e-Hamid, once it was sent down to the sky. So, it was first time and it was at once. And then from the skies to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, it was sent down during 23 years, sometimes 2 verses, sometimes 10 verses, sometimes complete surah, sometimes a part of surah, according to the situation, according to the occasions. So, it is the difference in Tanzeel and Inzal that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has said that we have sent it down at once means to the skies from Lawhi Mahfuz. And the second is from the skies to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. To Quran-e-Majid Furqan-e-Hamid ki ye bunyadi cheeze hain jinhe samajhna zaruri hai ke isko Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala ne nazil farmaya hamare pyare aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam par. Do tarah se Quran ko nazil karne ka tazkira hame ayat ke andar milta hai. Ek surah Qadr ke andar inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, ye Quran jisko humne utara shab-e qadr mein. Yahan par jo lafz istemal hua uska matlab hai humne pure Quran ko yakbargi utara. Iska matlab hai lauh-e mahfooz se aasmane duniya tak. Aur dusri ayat ke andar nazzalna ka lafz istemal hua ke humne ise thoda thoda utara, thoda thoda nazil kiya. To usse murad ye hai ke phir wahan se aasmane duniya se pyare aqa Madine wale Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa alihi wasallam par jo kamobesh तकरीबन 23 साल के अरसे के अंदर जो कुरान का नुजूल हुआ, कभी चंद आयात, कभी पूरी सूरत, कभी एक सूरत को कई मकामात पर उतारा गया, मुख्तलिफ अंदाज पर जो आयात उतारी गई, तो उसको कुरान ने ताबीर किया लफ्ज़ तंजील से, जिसको उर्दू में अरबी के मुहावरे के अंदर तंजील का मतलब है थोड़ा थोड़ा उतारना. तो कुरान दो तरह से उतारा गया, एक लौहे महफूज से आसमानों पर और दूसरा प्यारे आका सल्लल्लाहु ताला वसल्लम तक, जब जिब्रील अमीन अला नबीजिना व अलैहिस्सलाम कुरान मजीद लेकर हाजिर होते और आयात आती, जो वही का सिलसिला हुआ. तो वो एक दूसरा एक दौर है जो प्यारे आका सल्लल्लाहु ताला वसल्लम पर कुरान मजीद फुरकान हमीद को नाजिल किया गया. सो माई डे इस्लाम ब्रदर्स, दीज वर सम बेसिक्स अबाउट द होली कुरान एंड इंशाल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल अबाउट होली कुरान मैनी अदर थिंग्स वी विल डिस्क्राइब एंड वी विल explain inshallah azawajal in the coming silsilas. So keep watching Madani channel, keep watching this silsila inshallah azawajal. Every day in every silsila we'll try to learn many things about the Holy Quran. At the end of each episode I would like to share with you the important vocabulary to increase in your interest. So whatever I have explained in the whole silsila, so I'll share with you the important vocabulary. If you want, so you can write it down. Inshallah, azawajal, it would be very beneficial for you. So, the vocabulary of the day. Dhalika, that. Raib, doubt. Hudan, guidance. Muttaqeen, pious people. Those they are pious. It is the plural of muttaqi. It means pious one. anzalna, we have sent it down. Layla, night. Nazzalna, we have sent it down. Al-Dhikra, here the meanings of Dhikr are Quran. An-Nas, people. So this was the important vocabulary of the day. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, if you will make your habit to write down the important things from this silsila and then you will repeat it again and again, Inshallah Azza wa Jal, I hope you will learn a lot of vocabulary about the Holy Quran. So keep watching Madani channel. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will learn more in the coming silsila. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala bless us with the blessings of the Holy Quran. Ameen bijahin nabijil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Let's learn Quran. Let's learn Quran. Let's learn Quran. Let's learn.